Time to talk some Pac-12 hoops. Huge opener tomorrow night. Second-ranked UCLA is in town. You know our next guest from when he played with the Bruins at MacCourt, began his NBA career with the Blazers. This guy shot better than 50% his senior year from three-point range at UCLA. Won the percentage. In the NBA, top percentage back in 1994. What I'm trying to say is don't play him in horse for money. We welcome in Bruin radio analyst Tracy Murray. Tracy, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Whenever we have a first-time guest, I like to do a little trip down memory lane. So you went to Glendora High. You led the nation in scoring, for folks who aren't aware, 44 a game. And as a Southern Cal guy, I'm always curious about the recruiting process. Were you always all about being a Bruin, or maybe what other schools were in the mix for you as such a high-level player?
Well, Louisville was in the mix. UNLV, of course, they had a great championship team. They were in the mix. There was Villanova if I wanted to go into the Big East. And there was also New Mexico if I felt like I wanted to go somewhere and be the guy. But I didn't really want to do that. I wanted to pick a school where I had a championship aspirations, you know, a chance to win.
For folks who might not remember, that last season of yours at UCLA, wow. Don McLean, Sean Tarver, a young Eddie O'Bannon. What do you remember about the expectations that year? You went all the way to the Elite Eight, and a lot of people might forget, it's kind of strange, your season ended the same day of the Christian Laettner shot against Kentucky.
Yeah, it was a painful loss that day because we beat Indiana at the beginning of the season. And I was hoping that we didn't get matched up with them again down the stretch because I know Coach Knight, he makes great adjustments. And we end up getting matched up with them in the Elite Eight game. And as good as we beat them the first time, they beat us. They returned the favor, put it that way. And they ended the career there with me.
And we'll talk with UCLA legend radio analyst Tracy Murray, Bruins and Ducks to open Pac-12 play. So, you know, UCLA made back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances. Then last year, all of a sudden, they fell under 500th. But coming into this year, 15th in the preseason polls with the highly touted freshmen. While you can be hopeful, did you think this team would get this good this fast?
I didn't think so, but I did know they were going to have a better season than last year because what a difference talent makes. You know, when you have two McDonald's All-Americans and a number top five centers in the nation in the recruiting class, you're going to have an impact when they come in, and they really have been a tremendous impact, and everybody is feeding off of the way they're playing.
I wanted to talk some specifics. Obviously, a lot of focus on Lorenzo Ball. You hear about basketball IQ. And I was watching that Ohio State game, and he wasn't shooting well, but 9 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals. I mean, it was just his 12th college game. How would you evaluate him as kind of a floor general or maybe the kind of young guy who might be wise beyond his years?
Yes, for those who are not familiar with Lonzo Ball, this kid doesn't care about scoring. It's all about the team. It's all about winning. It's all about making his teammates better. And he is in every sense of the word, a point guard. He sets guys up. They're comfortable in the areas that they catch the ball in order to score. They're wide open. He has eyes in the back of his head. The kid is unbelievably unselfish.
Talking with Tracy Murray. During your career, you visited, obviously, a lot of legendary venues, played at one, Joyce Center, Notre Dame, Freedom Hall, Louisville. But this past December 3rd, Bruins go into Rupp Arena. knock off top-ranked Kentucky. I think at the time it was the most points that anybody had ever scored against a Kentucky team coached by Calipari. What kind of experience was that for you calling the game and, of course, for the guys making everybody really take notice of this team?
Well, it was a tremendous game to call. You know, it was really exciting. It was up-tempo. It was fast-paced. And, you know, you had a bunch of talent on the floor, possible NBA guys leaving this year. And to go into Rupp Arena with the tradition that Kentucky has, to get a win, I think with Kentucky playing the Bruins style of play, that's where it went wrong for them, because the Bruins are great at running and up-tempo basketball. And the teams that UCLA have kind of struggled with this year are those who are a little bit slower. So I knew with the up-tempo pace and UCLA going in there that they had an opportunity to win it. But will they pull it off? Of course, we had to play the game to see, and those guys went in there with a lot of patience and poise and won the game.
Now, that was an entertaining game, to say the least. I want to talk about TJ Leaf, a fellow SoCal guy. Just about every recruiting service had him way up there. He debuted with 22 and 15. You can read a rating sheet, but how quickly did you realize that, you know, this guy belonged? I mean, he could even step out and hit the three, and what a force he would be for this team.
Well, he is definitely a triple threat when it comes to offense. He rebounds the ball offensively. He can post up, got great footwork in the post. He can shoot out to three-point range. He can even pump fake and create something off the dribble if somebody runs at him and closes out on him defensively. He can rebound the ball defensively and push the ball up the floor. He has so much talent and so many ways to score and make his teammates better. And he blocks shots defensively. He's a tremendous rebounder. He's bringing a lot to the table.
Aaron Holiday's an interesting case. I mean, as you'd expect last year, some inconsistencies as a freshman. And despite being the Bruins' fourth leading scorer, he comes off the bench. And, you know, for a high-level player, sometimes that doesn't always sit well. From what you're seeing, Tracy, how comfortable is he in that role? And what kind of season is he having so far?
Well, first of all, you got to tip your hats to Aaron Holiday. He's handled it tremendously coming off the bench this year. Was a starter last year. But if you look in the situation, TJ Leaf's a four. Thomas Welsh is a five. Hamilton and Alford are seniors. And then Lonzo Ball is the high school player of the year. So who are you going to move out? So he really relished in that six-man role. We call him the microwave because he comes off of the bench and he provides immediate impact on both ends of the floor. When the going gets tough, Aaron Holiday gets going.
Nice. I love the microwave, too. Bring back Vinnie Johnson. final thought for UCLA radio analyst Tracy Murray. I always like the view from the outside. You know, Oregon came into this year with huge expectations. And, you know, there was a stumble here or there playing better now. From what you've seen on film, what you've been able to watch, what the UCLA coaches and players are saying, how would you evaluate the Duck team you guys are going to play tomorrow night?
I think the Ducks are very good. And you look at the two losses that they lost to. They lost to Georgetown, and they lost to Baylor. And Baylor's a top team in the nation. You got to understand another thing is that they've been dealing with injuries with Dylan Brooks.
Sure.
So he's trying to find his way and trying to find his rhythm back to playing at his level. And when you get him playing at his level and the rest of the guys on the team playing the way they play, Boucher's playing well. You got Tyler's playing well. There's tremendous amount of talent on that team, and they know how to play well with each other. So it's going to be a challenge for the Bruins.
It's going to be a dandy tomorrow night to start Pac-12 play. You can follow our guest on Twitter at RealTracyMurray. He'll be spending the weekend in the Willamette Valley, first Oregon, then Oregon State. Tracy, I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for finding some time to spend it with us on the show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take it easy.